Individi kedarka. He says the husband has to live with her also kedarka. What kind of pshat is this? The husband lives with her shloi kedarka, and he's mighty shame that somebody else lives with her kedarka. What kind of man yom is this? According to Blaz ben Yaakov, Individi kedarka meaning. Ella, what he meant to say is like this. Shalach Rav Kano, Mishmeid Rav Yechnan. Ein oichayiv, the husband is not chayiv, the mouth, the knas, at sheyubal kedarka, until like Rav Lozzi ben Yaakov. That first the husband had to live with his wife in a normal manner, and then the yaitzi shemer b'kadaka. The husband also is mighty shemer. He paid the edim to say false that she lived with another man kadaka. That's the parsha. And now we find out the husband is lying. We find out those first two edim. Well, false edim, edim zaymimim. That's when the Torah says the husband gets malchus and the husband has to pay the kenas. If the husband did not live with his wife first, like Rav Lozzi ben Yaakov, then there's no parsha of mamon. About malchus, that was the machlokes in the braisa before, whether you have to get malchus also or not. But kol pona for mamon, with paskin, you only have to pay the kenas if the husband first lived with his wife, and then he's mighty shamer, he has to edim that she was mizana with somebody else kedarka. And then we prove him false, that's this parsha, the husband has to pay the meyer kesef. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that mem vov on the base by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, so av zakoi bebitoi, a father izoicha gets from his daughter diktu sheho, that when the father marries off his daughter, when she's either a ketana, Rashi says, or else when she's an aro, bekesev b'shtara ubebiya. So father has the right to marry off his daughter, whether it's through kedusha kesef, that the husband has to give her money, and the money goes to the father, or else b'shtar, that the father has the right, like to be mekabel the shtar erisin, or who did a babia? Babia, Rashi says, means rishoyi lemoisro labia l'shem kedushin. The father has the right, like to give her over to a husband, that to tell the husband, okay, you could have bia with her, and that should be done l'shem kedushin. In other words, the das, the rotzen of the father, helps for the kedushin for his daughter. Also, zakoi b'mitziyosa. If your daughter finds something, she finds a mitziyah, the father gets it. Over ma'isiyodeho, any work that your daughter does, when she gets a paycheck, it goes back to the father. Over yaforis nedoreho, if a nar, if your daughter makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for the nedorim. Umekambal es gita. Who adin what, even though she's married midiraisa, in the case where the father married her off, and now the husband gives her a get, so the locher is the husband could even give the get to the father. O mekabel es gita, trashin nizgar shemin erisin the kodim shebogra. With these two tenoyim, it has to be that they did not have nesuyin. Because if they had a chuppah that had nesuyin, then she goes out of the father's rishus. The father can't accept the get. But if she's only an arusa and she's still a nara or a ketana, she's not a bageris. His alocha, the father could be mekabel the get. The father's yad helps for his daughter. V'einoy oichol peris b'chayeho. But let's say for some reason the daughter yashin her mother, yashin some nechosim, some property which belongs to the daughter. So kol zaman the daughter's alive, the father does not have the right to eat the peris of those fields. Not like a husband. The locher is when you get married, the husband has the right to eat the peris. The peris means if the wife yashin fields. So if the husband plows and plants in the fields, what grow out of it goes to the husband. But by the father, it's not that way. By the father, he's ein oichel peris b'chayeho. Kol zaman she's alive, he's not allowed to eat from the peris, the fruits that grow off the fields. However, when she dies, though, then the father yashins her. So that's why it says b'chayeho, kol zaman she's alive, the father doesn't get anything. Doesn't get the peris. Niseis. Once your daughter gets married, has nesuyin, she has nesuyin, is yes or a lof ha-baal. You know what? The baal has more than the father has in his daughter. Shoichel peris b'chayeho. The locher is that when a husband makes nesuyin in his wife, once he makes nesuyin, now the husband has the right to eat the peris b'chayeho. Calls the man his wife is alive, like even though the wife yashined from her mother, the locher is, and she has nechosim, that the husband eats the peris. If he plants in the fields, but grows, goes to the husband. Hu adin v'chayi b'mzonaseho. A husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. Mashenken, a father does not have a chiyuv to support his daughter. Ubefirkuna, in case where she gets captured by the goyim, so the locker is the husband has to pay the money to free his wife. No matter how much it is, he has to pay the money. Ukfurasa, Rachmanis, your wife dies, so the locker is the husband has a chiyuv to take care of the kfura. Mashenken, the father doesn't have these chiyuvim on his daughter. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer, Afilo Onisha b'Yisrael. Even if the husband is very, very poor and his wife dies, is la yivchois mishnei chalolin or mekoinonos. They used to have hespedim then, and b'shas they would say the hespedim, they would have people playing the flutes. Those they used to want to make them cry, have a sad atmosphere, so they used to have people playing sad music. So the minig was to have at least two chalilin, two people playing the flutes, a flute. And who are dinam mekoinonos? And used to have special people like crying out to make noises there to make it sound bitter. So no matter how poor you are, this is the least you have to have by your wife's lovaya by the spadim there. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah. The kesef minolan. So Rashi says the question is the kesef kedusha levia. How do we know if the father marries off his daughter and the husband gives her money, kesef kedushin, that the Mishnah says it goes to the father, calls him on she's a naro or a ktana. How do we know this? Some Rav Yudah Makro, the pasuk says v'yotzo achina main kosef. It says, by an Omar of Riyah, it says that what, that when she becomes of age, when she becomes a Nara, she becomes 12 years old, she goes out free, and she doesn't have to pay any money. So there's a diyuk, ain't kesev liyodun zeh. When the Omar of Riyah, Jewish maid, leaves her master, she doesn't have to pay him any money. But v'yesh kesev liyodun achar. There's another master that when somebody leaves him, he does get money for it. Omani, who is that? Aviyah, the father. In other words, when the father marries off his daughter, and when the daughter goes away from the father does receive money. The kesef kedusheha, if the husband gave her money, l'shem kedushin, that money goes to the father. That's the diyuk. V'yotzachinu main kosev, when an amariya goes out, the master does not get any money. But when your daughter leaves the father does get money. Fred gemara v'yayma levido. True, maybe there's a money taking place there, but who says it goes to the father? Maybe she has a right to receive the money? Maybe the money should belong to herself? Smur says, no. Hashta via mekabel kedusheho. Once we know that Loch is the father has a right to accept the kedushin for his daughter. Because the pasuk says, as biti nosati lishazeh, that the father has a right to give away his daughter to this man. In other words, if the man goes directly to the father can be mekabel the kedushin for his daughter. Is iyu shak le kasva? Is that a svara now that if the man, the husband, gives the money to the daughter, that she should keep the kesef? Like why? Like the kuruf, the father has a right to marry her off. The kuruf for sure, the money should go to the father also. Samura says no. Fiyema, maybe that's true. Hani mili katana. Maybe that's only true by ktana the less la yad. She doesn't have her own yad to accept anything for herself. So Rashi says, l'kadesh atzma. She doesn't have her own yad, she doesn't have dash, she doesn't have a yad. If a man goes to a ketana to the mekadesha without the father, it's not chal kedushim midiraisa. You can't marry a ketana. She doesn't have a yad, l'kadesh atzma. So therefore we say the money goes to the father. Avonara. Mashaykin, once the girl becomes a Nara, she's 12 years old and she has Cyrus. The Yisla Yad, that she does have her own hand. And true, the father could still marry her off, but if she wants to, she could marry herself off. So maybe Iyo Taktish Nafsho, V'Iyo Tishko Kaspo, maybe in the case where she marries herself off by herself, she doesn't ask her father, a man marries her, so maybe in that case the money stays with her. How do we know even in such a case, where she's a Nara, still the money goes to the father. How do we know that? Sumar says, on Makro, the pasuk says, be nureha beisavia. That when the girl is in nureha, when she's a nara, everything still goes to the father. So idashin kol shvach nurim liyavia. Any shvach, any money that the daughter gets when she's a nara, automatically goes to the father. Here also, if she got married, and the husband gave a kesef kedushin, so that's from this pasuk, she has to give it to the father. Fred Gemara, that's not true. That's not Psham this Pasik bin Areho based of Iyah. There's a Pashas in Matos talking about Pashas Nadarim. Tread Gemara v'yelohodi yomer Rav Huna. Omar Rav. That mina yin shemaisa bas lavia. Rav Huna has a kash like this. How do we know the locher is that when the daughter works, her paycheck goes to the father? How do we know the maisa shemaisa bas, what the bas, what the daughter works, goes to the lavia? So he has a new pasuk. Shenam, and the pasuk says like this. V'chiyimkar ish es bitilama. That a father has a right to sell his daughter for a Jewish maid. He could sell his daughter Labita Loma. So, Ma Oma, just like when you sell her to make her into a maid, Maisia de la Rabo, that her work goes to her master, is Afbas, what's a Svarum, that calls the man, if you have your own daughter, is Maisia de la Via, Havada to Svarum, that whatever she works also goes to the father. If you see the father has the right to sell her for a maid, so the pshat is whatever she works, her work belongs to the father. So pshita, her paycheck goes to the father. So that's what Rav Huna says. The kasher is lomeli. Why does Rav Huna have to make the drasha from this pasuk? V'chiyim karish es bitoi is lechura tepeglei mibnureha beisavia. If you tell me the first pasuk of mibnureha beisavia teaches us that any money a nara gets has to go to a father, so from that pasuk I know, a direct pasuk, that any paycheck the daughter gets goes to the father. So what's the teretz? Why didn't Rav Huna use that first pasuk in Bamidbar of Nerea Beis Avia? Eli, you have to answer, Hahu b'afaros nedarim hu dichtiv. That pasuk of Nerea Beis Avia is talking about Hilchos nedarim, that the father has the right to be mefer his daughter's nedarim. But it's not talking about money matters. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me though, neilaf mino. Good, let's learn out from Hilchos nedarim. We see for Hilchos Nedarim that a girl, when she's a Nara, she's still in the Rishus of the father. The father has the right to be made for her Nedarim. So maybe the same svar applies to money matters. That's a svar now. Whenever she makes her money, the money she goes to the father. So Mara says, no, the svar is Memoina Meisur Leafinim. You can't learn out Hilchos Mamnis from Hilchos Isurim. They're two different pashas. Hilchos Isurim by Nedarim, the Torah says, your daughter is still in the father's Rishus. Whether it's a svara there, that Anisha makes a neder, she has in mind a father, she's afraid of a father. So there it's a svara by Isurim, that the father can be made for the Nedarim. But Mamnis, we don't learn out. Hilchas Mamnis, the Milchas Isurim. The Chitayma, maybe you tell me, Nelef Meknosa. Good, you don't learn out from Isurim, but learn out from the Pasha of Mefuta. And Anusa, when a man is manas anara, the Torah says, give the money, v'nosan lavi anara, you have to give the money to a father. So again, we see the money that goes to the Nara, the father receives. So learn out from the Pasha of Kenas that all the Shvach goes to the father. So Moran says also, Memoina Miknos Leafinon. The Pasha of Kenas, we always say, is a Chiddushu. And you can't learn out from Kenas. True, when your man is manas, the daughter, the Torah says you have to pay the Kenas to the father. But maybe it's a Chiddush over there. Only Kenas goes to the father. But maybe regular Mumnis, when the Isha gets her paycheck, maybe she's allowed to keep it. That's why Rav Huna needs a new pasuk, the Chiyim Karish Es Bitul Lama, that makes the Kal V'Chaima. If a father has a right to sell his daughter for a maid, for sure then the father has a right to get the work that his daughter does, otherwise he couldn't sell her. So that's the right that the first pasuk from the Rav Beis Avia is not talking about Mamnis V'Kila not from there, that's the pasuk by Yisurim by Nedarim. For the Gemara of the Chitayim, maybe you'll ask me though, still Nelef me Boshes Ubgam. We know the locher is by a manis, when you force the girl, that you have to pay the Kenas to the father, who Adim we had before, you have to pay the Boshes Ubgam also to the father, which is money. So you see, when the man was manis this girl, he embarrassed her, and he gave up Ubgam, she's not worth so much, so there's a damage there, that money also goes to the father. We learn that there also that money goes to the father. And that's not a chiddush, that's not kenas, that's regular money. So we see all the money that goes to the daughter automatically goes to the father. And the Gemara, now I'll tell you, Shani Boshes Abagam. There it's different. The Aviya Nami Shaykh Bey. There's a svara that her embarrassment or what she's worth less should go to the father. So Rashi says, what's the svara? Shaykh Bar Rashi says, V'yoda lito momen, ulevaisha beboyshe zeh lemoisra lebiyas kedushin, lemenuvu lemukashchin. Since the Torah gave the right to the father to marry off his daughter to whoever he wants to, and if the father wants to, he can marry you off to a menuvul or to mukashchin, So the father mamash could marry her off and be mavayisha, embarrass her. So since the father has the power to embarrass her, that's a svara why the money for the embarrassment goes to the father. But it could be other money, like we're saying over here, hamaisi yodeh, the money she works, her paycheck, maybe that does not go to the father. That's why Rav Huna needs a new pasuk. Elo Lemar says Mistavra. So Mela, we're back to the original Kasha now. So Mela, we're back. Like, the question is now, how do we know again Kesef Kedushin goes to the father? Maybe the Kesef Kedushin goes to the daughter when she's a Nara that she could marry herself off. Maybe this Kesef Kedushin goes to herself. True, the Maisa Yodeho, when the girl works, when she's a Ketana, there's a Svara there, the father could sell her. Since the father could sell her, it's a Svara, the father gets a Maisa Yodeho. But here we're talking about when she's a Nara. The girl, when she's a Nara, the father can't sell her anymore. Now, since the father can't sell his daughter, how do we know that the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father? The Mishnah's mashma that even by a Nara, if the daughter gets married, the money goes to the father. The question is, how do we know this? So Gemara says, Ela Mistavra Teta Svara. Techimamayat Rachmona Yitzia de Kavosa Kamamayat. From the first pasuk that says, V'yotzachinu Mein Kosef. Says when an Omar of Riyah goes out free, she doesn't have to pay a master. So from there, there was a diak that ain't kesef liyodin zeh, but v'yesh kesef liyodin achar. There's another type when she goes out that she does have to pay her master. So it means it's mistavra, the money goes to the father. Yitzia de kavosa kamamayit. Rashi says that ma kesef yitzia yodin. He heva yosem kesef the yodin, she yotzim emenu. Like there, the svar would have been, if for some reason a maid, when she goes out free in Amariya, would have to pay money, the money would have to go on to the master. Like maybe there was a svara she has to pay her way out. The Torah says, ain't kosef, she doesn't have to pay herself out. But the havamina would be she has to pay money to the master. So the diak that is another place that you do have to pay money, which means to say the money there should go to the master, goes to the father. So that's the diak that by anara, the money goes to the father. There's still a big difference. When an Om of Riya goes out free when she's 12 years old, when she has Cyrus, that she goes out free, she goes out completely from her master. She has nothing to do with him anymore. But you see the Yav over here, when you marry off your daughter, so she's leaving your house, she didn't go out of the father's Rishus completely. True, she's married, she has Erisin, but before she has Nisuyin, she's still a little bit in the father's Rishus. So maybe it's a svar to say the father doesn't get the money, maybe. It's not, do you want to learn out this Yitzhiya from that Yitzhiya? Maybe there's differences. Like Yitzhiya, Amav Riyaz is completely. Mashenken, Yitzhiya, when the Nara Marasa leaves a father, it's not called completely she's leaving a father. So maybe he can't learn out one from the other. So again, the kasher is maybe the kesef kedushin that she receives when she marries herself off should go to herself. And this the Gemara says no. May have forest nedarim miyonafkula mishusa. Yes, it's enough to say when a daughter gets married, she does leave her father's rishus at least a little bit. Nageh tichus nedarim. That's not because we learned like this. Nara hamarasa. Once your daughter became a marasa, once she became married, even though she didn't have nisuyin yet. She only had Erisin. The halacha now, the father can't be made for the Nidorim by himself anymore. But rather we need a via by law, mefirim law, Nidoreha. You need both. You need the father and the husband to be made for a Nidorim. So you see, it's called she left the father's Rishos at least a little bit. Before she was married, even though she's a Nara, the Torah says the father can be made for the Nidorim by himself. She's complete in his Rishos. Now that she got married, she went out of the father's Rishos. So it's also called the Yitzia, the daughter leaves her father's Rishus, so that's the Maskana Sagamara. From the Pasuk of Yotzachinu Men Kosov, it's a diet that another place, there is Kesef to the Yodin. That when your daughter gets married, when she's a Nara, even though she marries off herself, the money she gets for the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father. Then the Mishnah says, what Shtar Rabia, that the father has the right to marry off his daughter, either to receive the Shtar Kedushin, or else he has the right to give over his daughter to a man, the Shpavia, the Shem Kedushin, even though the daughter doesn't want. If the father has Das, he makes it into Kedushin. For the Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? The father can marry off his daughter even with shtar or bia. On Makro, the pasuk says, "V'hoisol yishacher," that she gets married. V'hoisol, she gets married to another man. It's a pshat is ishkish havayis ladodi. We learn out all three kinyanim one from the other. Kedushin, the first Mishnah Kedushin says, isha niknes b'shloisha derochim. An isha could get married with three ways: either kesev, shtar, or bia. So just like by kesef, we see here that the Torah says the father gets the money, it's in his rishus, who are in the other two kinyonim. The kinyonim of shtar and of bia is also in the rishus of the father. Rashi iska shavayis ladodi. Ma kesef rishus avia, af kedushe shtar avia biyad avia. O kedushe shtar avia, the Megadesh is bu yafin le kedushin. How do bechal you know there's a kinyon, kedushin with bia and with shtar? That's the Gemara Kedushin learns out. But here we're learning out that it's totally in the father's rishus to do what he wants. Then it says, a father is zoich in his daughter's mitzias. If your daughter, when she's a ketana or a nara, finds something, she has to give it to her father. What's the reason?